Let's get to our highlights, plenty of them, especially in the first half. Houston Mallette came out and was knocking down everything, so Portland kept going and running the offense, and finally its shooters started getting free for three, beginning with Juanse Gorosito. Austin now in, Chris Austin, the 6'4 senior guard. Juanse gets open for three. That's easy money. And then he'd hit three free throws and tie things up and turn it over to Chris Austin off the bench. Double team comes, skip it. Chris Austin wide open for three. Yes, with one on the shot clock. Tied at 15, and with all the defense focusing on the three-point shooters, it allowed Bull Dengdick to get loose down low.
There's the entry pass. Mallette on his back. T-Rob's double team. Bull gets loose for the two-handed flush.
20 all at that point. From there, Portland started to pull away. Chris Austin once again.
Mallette just feeling it right now. His fifth three of the half. Portland by one. Austin trying to answer his third three of the game.
31-27, and Portland would go on a burst, and Coleman Lemke playing all that defense got rewarded on the transition.
Down low, Anderson back to Stansberry for an open three. No good. Austin there for the rebound. Long outlet. Lemke fires a three. There it is! Coleman Lemke in transition.
10-point lead for the Pilots at that point. They weren't finished. Vukas and Masic finishing the half out in style.
Rebound. Juanse punts it down ahead of Porter. Now forward Lemke. Masic corner three. Got it!
48-37 at that point. Portland would take an 11-point lead to the half. 52-41. They matched their highest point total in the first half of the season with 52. And then in the second half, they picked up where they left off. Masic once again.
Now he's got Mallette. T-Rob wants Mallette all alone. Mallette's got two hands on him. Gets to the free throw line. Cross court. Masic for three. Yes!
12-point lead there. Pilots would hold that double-digit lead with Juanse.
Gives it to Masic. Foul line extended left. Drives baseline. Skip pass. Austin up top. Lemke around the horn. Juanse three straight away. Buried it!
Woo-hoo. 71-54. Portland would push harder. Tyler Robertson, after torching him in the paint, finally got free beyond the arc.
He doesn't shoot a lot of them, but he shoots a high percentage when he takes them, 48% on the season. Masic downhill, right corner, T-Rob looking to answer. Finally got it to go, all cord.
79-66, Portland still holding on to the double-digit lead. Juanse was feeling it.
Juanse finally gets it, 10 on the shot clock. Pepperdine really extending the defense here. Juanse deep three, bails him out!
Late in the shot clock from nearly 30 feet, the lead back to 10. Javon Porter was bringing the Pepperdine Waves back. Tyler Robertson, one more dagger.
Curling, Austin, double team. T-Rob open for three. That's off. Oh! Caught the left side of the rim. I thought that was going to be long left, but he knocks down a second three.
92-79 with 2:44 to go. That was the last field goal for the Pilots, as Pepperdine went on a 10-0 run before Juanse Gorosito knocked down a free throw with 3 seconds to go, and that was it, 93-89.